All right, guys, you ready to return the show, Kurt?
Yeah, I'm ready. Yeah, I'm ready. Right, Gabe's cool. Not here. Do you see him?
He'll be fine. He told me he'd be here like any second. I honestly think he's
It's weird because we're in his apartment.
Well, you know, shit
happens. You are, at least. I'm not.
Yeah.
How did you get in there?
He leaves it unlocked. Well, he leaves the balcony unlocked. You know how our guest always...
Oh, yeah, okay, so the balcony. Yeah, all right.
Anyway, I thought of this thing. You told me you wanted me to do the cold open today. I think it'd be a really cool idea because we cover like so much pop culture stuff. What if we did like a sports thing?
Sure. Why not?
So you're cool with me doing a sports thing?
We haven't done it before, so sure, why not?
I mean, yeah.
Let's give it a shot. We're experimental here at Gator Sauce.
Okay. Why are you talking like you're talking to the audience? Like, are we even recording yet?
Oh, shit, fourth wall. So go on. Tell us some news about the sports.
Cool. So for those of you who don't know, we're recording this Friday night. So that means last night was the Eagles-Giants game, and I got I had time to watch it. And man, the Giants offense just looks just like out of whack. Saquon Barkley is like the only thing they've got.
Yeah, sorry,
I'm late. Oh, what's up, Gabe?
Oh, hey, look, it's Gabe. Yeah, it's Gabe.
You want to grab me a beer on your way in?
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy. I got an opener, so just go and grab it. I was Kurt's agreed to the new segment that I was telling you about earlier. I'd never told you it was. I think it'd be a good idea if we did a sports segment.
Yeah, we shut that down.
Yeah, a sports segment.
No. You said Kurt said I can give it a shot.
No, we said that it was a bad idea because nobody. Listening to the podcast like sports, we actually
let him talk. He knows things.
No, we agree that it's fine, and you said you're willing to try new stuff.
Yeah, I don't look.
Yeah, so like let's give it a shot. And,
all right, yeah, just keep going, yeah, just keep going,
Dan.
Hey, Dan,
do you mind start like covering your ears for a minute, real quick?
Yes, but pretend that I am.
Okay, hey, Kurt, if anything, we could just cut this segment out and then let him do it just for fun.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, I heard all of that, and yeah.
So sports.
So yeah, man, I mean, I was talking about the game last night. The Eagles, yeah, you know, people are saying they have a Super Bowl hangover, and they've been playing really poorly this season, but they really looked good last night. They blew out the Giants. How do I say it?
I'm literally crying right now.
You really?
I am actually crying.
Why?
Because what the fuck? Who's listening to this waiting? Oh, I can't wait for them to talk about the Giants and the Eagles and Manning, fuck Tom Brady in the ass or whatever.
I never said either of those two names.
Jeez.
I mean,
Kurt.
Yeah, dude, this isn't Barstool Sports.
Okay. Yeah.
Hear me out.
Fuck you.
Hear me out. We've got to
Dan,
the hump
hold
up. 25 viewers, and a lot of people like sports, and I think it'd be a good idea.
Dan, hold on. So I'm looking at my watch, and it says your mom's gay.
Got him.
Oh, now you're in on the me mom's gay.
Got him.
All right, cool. Well, fuck you guys, and fuck you, and fuck this cold open.
Gator sauce. It's a thing that people do.
Yeah.
what are you gonna gator sauce later?
Your mom. Duh.
Wait, that joke died already.
Yeah. Oh shit.
It was funny we did it to Daniel because I wasn't on the other end of it.
Yeah.
I forgot. Yeah, your mom. Your mom's still struggling with her cancer, isn't she?
Yeah, that joke. Yes.
Her just, gay cancer.
Doesn't she have ass cancer?
All the gay stuff.
What?
Oh, man.
Who is that person in the news who had anal cancer and she got better?
I don't know. It's probably a serious thing, though.
Hey, did you know if you spell Lana Del Rey's name backwards, it's Year Del Anal?
I do now.
That's the kind of news you can find on Gator Sauce.
All right, so let's go to the intro. My name is Daniel Griffin, and I am not upset, and I will not apologize for liking sports. And with us through the internets, all the way from Washington State, we have...
I'm Kurt DeHurt, Kurt Burkhart here on Gator Sauce Network, and I believe that we should give teachers more guns.
Cool. Ignore it, Gabe. And as you just heard, we also have our third host, which is...
Hey, guys, my name is Gabe something, pop culture something, I don't know.
Pop culture Gabe.
Yeah,
pop culture,
that's the joke that our longtime listeners will love to hear again.
I don't know if you noticed it, but did you see that I just made you the third host, even though you've been here
longer? Yeah, you went even all the way to Seattle before coming back to me.
Yeah, even though that you've been here longer than you're now the third host.
I mean, honestly... Hey, Kurt, what else do we do on this podcast other than say our name?
I love how you skipped over that, Gabe, but hey, we got a great thing going here. Here on Gator Sauce, we talk about beer. We give beer reviews that aren't really that great. They're whatever, you know. You know, if you understand it, there's a beer.
This is not the place for it.
Yeah, so this week, Gabe, what are we reviewing? What are we doing?
We got us a few bottles of Big Wave Golden Ale brought to you by Kona Brewing.
Kona Brewing Company. All right, so presentation. Let's look at this bottle, man. It's a cool bottle. I'm not gonna lie, not as cool as Dead Guy, but
it says on the bottle in the glass, it says Liquid Aloha. And about the presentation, I completely agree.
Hey,
Liquid Aloha.
It seems very.
Isn't that like when you say aloha and then you come and then you say aloha and they don't know if you're saying hello or goodbye? Because aloha means two different words.
Nope, none of that's what it is. What I'm saying is this looks like a beer that belongs on the beach.
Yeah, I could feel that. Not as beachy as Corona though. I'll say that just from the taste because.
But that's what they want you to think.
Right. Because
of the marketing.
Right. So on the front, there's like four people in a canoe, and they're like dangerously close to this big wave that looks like it'll probably kill them all.
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, you said the presentation is not as good as Dead Guy. I think in a different way, I think it's on par. Because Dead Guy had a really cool design. It was black, and it was, you know, it was different. But here it's like, it's the details on this bottle.
Right. Yeah. So the little Hawaii etched into the glass.
Into the glass. It's not even a label.
No, it's literally in the glass. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And then the bottle cap is pretty cool too.
So how do you fellas feel about flavor?
Let me try it real quick.
Give him a sip. He's sipping.
Great audio.
Oh, goodness gracious. Yum.
More mouth sauce.
Ah, yes. You gotta let it roil inside of your mouth.
Do you?
It's pretty.
Are you still talking about drinking?
Sometimes, but not recently. So it's pretty hoppy. Mm. It's pretty hoppy, but I wouldn't say it's my favorite. I mean, it's good. It's good for something that's, I would say, closest you can get to an IPA without it actually being an IPA, I feel, at least hops wise.
Yeah, I think I agree with you on the hoppiness, but I usually don't like hops. I think the way, I don't know, for the first time, I'm actually enjoying the hops on this beer.
Okay, yeah.
It's actually something when I drink it, exactly the flavor that I'm seeking is the hops.
Okay, and yeah. I've never said that. It has that lingering aftertaste that kind of kicks when you want more hops or whatever. I don't know what I'm saying. We don't know anything. We're Gator Sauce.
This is the first time I've ever heard Kurt say lingering aftertaste, and I wasn't afraid of what I was about to say next.
Oh, God.
So that's fair. Dan, what have you tried this? Well, hold on. We need to preface that Dan doesn't – he's not a beer guy.
Have to preface that every episode.
Yes, just for all those two new listeners.
The people who accidentally downloaded something.
They're like, oh, Gator Sauce, that sounds like it might be good.
Is that a cooking show?
Got him!
They thought they were going to hear about sauces and gators, but they got neither.
Wait, what? They got fucking podcast talks about sauces and gators.
Like a cooking podcast.
Gator sauce? No, sauce gator. Which, by the way, guys, you can find us on Twitter at sauce gator.
Yeah, we're trying to change that because fucking Dave.
Fuck Dave.
Fucking Dave, dude.
Fuck Dave in the bad way.
Yeah, like rape?
No. No.
So this beer, I mean, I'm not a beer guy, as we've already discussed, and like, you know, I'm enjoying it. I'm very much enjoying it. It's not as like a harsh bitter taste.
So you're not a beer guy.
No, I'm not a beer guy. Do you want me to say that again?
Just closer to the mic. Let's try it one more time, just so they can hear it.
I am not a beer guy.
Okay, got that, Kurt?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we got it. I think they understand. Okay. You know, if you keep on repeating something over and over and over again,
eventually,
not only is it going to get funnier, but people will remember it.
Yeah, I totally agree.
That's definitely how.
Watch Ash Face on Adult Swim. Yeah, absolutely.
Watch Ash Face on Adult Swim.
Yeah.
So, what else do we do here on Gator Sauce News?
Well, I think that the main thing we do here on Gator Sauce News
is cover news.
Is cover the news on Gator
Sauce. Of what?
Primarily pop culture.
And other things.
Yeah.
And other things.
So
sometimes other things.
Never sports, though.
Kurt, I have a question for you. If we're going to cover pop culture, shouldn't we turn it over to Pop Culture Gabe?
This is a character.
That is true.
You are pop culture.
Yeah, he's our source of news because none of us really want to go out and read things.
Googling is hard.
Dan's kind of just here to make commentary. Mm-hmm. I edit things, so I do the most work.
Yeah. I got added to the podcast just because Gabe and Kurt felt lonely doing this, and they felt like if they had three, it didn't seem as sad.
I'm always lonely. And always sad.
Cool. So, Pop Culture Gabe, what you got for us, buddy?
Hey guys, it's me. It's Pop Culture Gabe. I'm the news guy of the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Today we're going to be talking about our old friend Jimmy Guns.
James Gunn. He's basically kept this show afloat.
Yeah, he has.
Jimmy Guns?
Jimmy Guns, James Gunn.
Yeah, James Gunn's the only reason people listen to us anymore.
Honestly, we probably just come up on like a preferred like Google search whenever you search James Gunn. Just because we have so many hits for him.
James Gunn, do you mean Gator Sauce Podcast?
You call us the official James Gunn Podcast.
We're almost becoming the James
Gunn. What if we just like completely ditch the whole thing of our podcast and just base it around following James, an autobiography podcast on James Gunn?
I think we just accidentally became the James Gunn fan club.
Oh God! See, the thing is,
yeah. Honestly, I'm a fan.
I've only seen like one other movie of his other than Guardians of the Galaxy.
Doesn't matter.
What was it?
A Super with Rainn Wilson.
Huh.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh yeah, yeah. I saw that. It was okay. It was okay.
By Ellen Page in that movie.
Oh
so,
dear.
Yeah.
Oh, I would want to watch that.
Ellen Page.
So
you mean the lady who does the show Ellen and Dory? Oh, God.
Yeah, that's the one. All right, so Gabe, what news do you have for us from James Gunn?
Well, actually, Daniel, can you brush the listener up on what's been going on with James Gunn prior to this week?
See, let me see if I can dig into my knowledge. So he was known for directing both the Guardians of the Galaxy movies. Mm-hmm. Then he said let's call it questionable things on Twitter.
10 years ago.
Stuff about touching kids and that's not too bad.
It was tongue in cheek.
Dick in cheek.
Sure, dick in cheek.
Yeah.
It was dick in cheek. Yeah.
Butt cheek. If you guys didn't get that joke, he's talking about butt cheeks and dicks.
No, it was mouth cheek.
Oh, okay. So
you know, that you love more than anything else, that.
I like bird photography a little bit, you know. I say that's higher up.
He likes other things.
It's bird photography. Let me just do your top three for you. Bird photography, sucking dick, and doing this podcast.
Yeah, because I want to feel included. That's why I do this.
And that's why you suck dick.
Also, yes, I want to feel included. See, the bird watching has nothing to do with this.
Anywho's, that's just nice. Just a pleasant way to spend an afternoon.
That's a sincere moment. So
he got... he just cried about bird photography. All right. I got to focus. Focusing. James Gunn. Questionable tweets. He got fired from Disney.
He was going to direct Guardians 3.
He was going to direct Guardians 3.
Wrote the script.
Wrote the script. And got furred. He got furred real hard.
He got furred? You got covered with fur?
He got furred real hard. And...
furry hard! He took her jibs!
So what the news in the news is... the news in the news is... well, is that...
he's had three sips of beer.
The news in the news is...
is that James Gunn is now...
Suicide Squad 2 to write and possibly direct.
Yep.
What?
James Gunn is switching teams. And shut the fuck up. Don't make that joke. He's switching teams and directing for DC now. Which a lot of people joked about, but it's actually a thing. Because, technically, Suicide Squad was very much influenced by Guardians of the Galaxy.
No.
So most superhero movies after Guardians of the Galaxy went for that.
Not as much as Suicide Squad. The idea of a movie with an entire album that plays during the movie.
Yes,
and
exactly.
And then a bunch of people working together to do a good thing.
Exactly.
Bad, quote unquote. Yeah. So roguish characters. Iffy morality characters.
Oh, God.
Joe Rogan?
You said roguish characters. Joe Rogan had nothing to do with this.
Oh, God.
Yeah, in your face, Kurt. It hurts when someone does it to you, doesn't it?
It does.
You little punk-ass bitch.
I would say it's like taking a taste of my own medicine, but then I would say that's gay, because that's my semen.
Oh, well, gator sauce.
Is that the medicine you use? Anyway, okay.
Gator sauce. So,
it is not medicine at all.
You can use it as shampoo.
Oh boy.
Moving on.
James Gunn's doing Suicide Squad 2. There's rumors that it's actually going to be a reboot.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how it's going to work with the cast coming back, and maybe Jared Leto's here, maybe he's not, maybe Ben Affleck's here, maybe he's not, maybe Henry Cavill's in the universe, maybe he's not.
Maybe he's the Witcher.
It's all a mess.
It's all a mess.
It's all a mess. But hey, I'm actually interested in. I mean, I think I just hope he doesn't redo the same thing as in Guardians. I hope he understands the characters and does his own thing with them, but in a different way.
Question: are you guys gonna go see?
Answer:
are you guys gonna go see Suicide Squad 2 if James Gunn directs it?
I would watch.
I'm gonna have to flip a coin on it. I'm gonna flip a coin on it because, on one hand, I like James Gunn's direct. I like his directing; it's very good. The other hand, fuck Harley Quinn. Fuck everybody in that movie. Fuck all of them. They suck. They suck horribly. I hate all of them. They're the most cringeworthy characters, but I'd be willing to see it.
How about that? My hope is, and, you know, here's the thing. I'm willing to spend $15 and lose 2 hours to go find out if it's any good. And I have
I mean, we're gonna have to anyways, because this is a podcast about shit like that.
Wait. Are you telling me I'm going to have to do extra stuff during the week to prepare for this podcast?
Yes.
All right. Well, this is my last episode.
Fuck. You heard it here on Gator Sus.
I'm honestly going to watch it regardless. Yeah. If it's terrible, that might even entice me more to watch it than if it's all right.
But here's the thing. I thought the first one was
going to
be terrible.
I mean, it's going to be a great topic.
I thought the first one was going to be terrible before I saw it, and I watched it anyways. And all it did was confirm what I already thought. But here's the thing about these.
The
thing about these big budget superhero movies, and I'll even throw like Star Wars into this as well. Even when they're bad, they're usually at least entertained visually. Like,
they're profitable.
They'll at least like have, you know, some fun action sequences that I'll enjoy. You know, maybe some catchy lines by characters that I like. Even if the movie's all in all bad, I'll still find a part that I enjoy. It'll make it worth it. You know.
Yeah. Hey, Gabe, so you mentioned Jared Leto. He's just one of the few Jokers floating around, right? Yeah.
Is there another Joker in the news?
There's a few other Jokers.
Is it Joaquin
Phoenix.
Joaquin Phoenix?
Yes, he's a white man. But yeah,
Yeah. So?
So they're making, you know, they're doing the Joker movie with Joaquin Phoenix, and so we got some news.
Why isn't he running or sitting?
No. Just no.
I was waiting for that to happen.
No.
I was counting down.
Mostly because I was trying to think of a Joaquin Phoenix joke and I didn't have anyone, and you just went to one that was worse than all the ones that I thought of that I thought were too bad to say.
That's my job!
Oh, God.
And you're about to get fired.
But, yeah, so
yeet.
We got some news from the set of Joker, and apparently...
Okay, what's going on?
So they're shooting in New York City. They're shooting in the subway, underground, in those big, tiny, little underground trains. Okay. And, of course...
Big, tiny?
Little, big, underground trains. And then... So, and they needed a bunch of extras for that.
Trouble in Big China?
Big trouble.
Kurt, let him talk. I will slap you through a camera.
But,
Oh, please, Daddy. Oh,
God.
Damn it.
So, I'm just going to read to you what it says here. It says, the extras started banging on the subway doors asking to be let out because people needed to use the bathroom. But they were kept inside and eventually resorted to pissing on the tracks through the small spaces between cars. They were in there for about 3 hours.
What the fuck? What the fuck? Isn't that cool? So, are we going to boycott the Joker movie? Or are we just going to think this is really funny?
I think it's
that,
really funny, but here's the thing. I've done some really, like, low-level college production type film stuff. And even I know, you piss before you get to set. Like, don't eat any big meals. Don't drink a bunch of water. It's just funny that, like, some extras were like, ah, fuck, we've been in here for 2 hours.
Yeah.
I got to take a shit.
I just find it interesting that they didn't give a fuck.
Poop out the side of a fucking train window. You just see an ass sticking out of a subway.
And then just shit.
And just,
it just shits.
It just hits the rails.
And then that person goes to...
And you see...
And that person goes to...
You see... You see it. You see...
Raise your hand if you want to speak.
You see them filming. You see them filming, and it's like, you know, Joaquin Phoenix doing, oh, I'm the Joker. And then you look, and there's just a pile of fucking shit next to the train.
I just picture that person, like, after they finally let him out, just walking immediately over to craft services and be like, no, I'm hungry. God. He's like, he immediately goes to craft services, and he's just like, man, I'm hungry after all that shit. And
yeah, man, I didn't learn my lesson
that
at all.
That person will definitely put the shitting film on their sizzle reel for whenever they try to get future work.
The infamous shit.
I'm the one who.
Yeah, if you look at minute 42:27, you can see a pile of mines crafted and amazing.
What if? What if shit. The shit gets another job in Hollywood, but the person who shit does not? They're like, listen, thank you for coming in for an interview. It's been great. We really loved your table read. Honestly, we're just going to end up hiring your shit for the role.
I think if anything, the guy's just going to get typecast.
As guy who shits. Or girl. We don't know.
Do you guys... I know this is a...
Yes, Kurt.
I know this is a tangent, but do you remember in Jackass that one guy who...
Oh, we're doing a tangent?
Yeah.
No, we don't do tangents on this show, Kurt.
You know that one guy...
Finish what you're
saying.
You
know that one guy on Jackass who could shit on command?
Vaguely.
They should team up and do their own Joker movie, where it's just like...
I'd watch...
I like how they still make it about the Joker.
It doesn't have to be.
It has nothing to do with it.
Joker one half.
Joker one half. Shit.
I like to think that that's one of those things that they just put into the comics after it's so big in the movies.
The cover's just a piece of poop with Joker makeup on it.
All right.
And when you open it, plays the fucking Jackass theme.
I got one last question for you. Anybody else have a good shit joke before we move on?
This is a shit podcast.
That's true. That's true. All right.
Really
what
joke.
Else do we have in the news?
It's more of a fact.
What else?
What else do we have, Gabe?
Well, speaking of Joker, I think you had some third Joker news.
I did?
Yeah, Shameless.
Some Shameless news.
Oh, Joker. Yeah, so we have another Joker. His name is...
We're literally covering news from all three Jokers.
Yeah.
Or at least connected to all three Jokers.
Well, the other Joker's dead. He killed himself. R.I.P.
Oh, that was real. Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking about... I was trying to think through the movies, and I'm like, yeah. Jared Leto hasn't killed himself. He's still alive. He's got the cut-up face. And, like, we haven't even seen... Oh, fuck, you're talking about Heath Ledger. Oh, God damn it.
So Cameron McMurphy...
Oh, God. Monahan.
Don't even try.
Cameron Montague. He decided... He was, like... He was on Shameless. He's the gay Jesus in that show who has bipolar. And he's a pretty good character. He was like, Shameless, you know what? Fuck that show. I want to be the Joker, you know?
Well,
so he said goodbye.
This
said goodbye.
Not so long after Emmy Rossum left.
Yeah, exactly.
It's one after the other.
He's jumping on the bandwagon. Next, you're going to have...
Name one other actor.
Black woman.
Cool. Oh, God. But no,
Henry Cavill.
He's been the Joker for a while now, so I don't know why.
Right. Well, maybe Gotham's picking up and Shameless is losing a lot of... They're probably hemorrhaging money.
Gotham is in its last season, actually.
Wow, so they're just done with... So maybe he has, like... Maybe he's moving on film.
Maybe.
Man, we're really great news podcast. We're just like, maybe he's doing this. I don't know.
Yeah, probably. Maybe he's just tired.
Yeah.
I don't know. I never met him.
Maybe he's Jewish?
What? Hey, here on Gator Sauce, we think the Holocaust was bad, and...
Oh, I went
Jews
on
record. Are great.
I went on record. Remember a couple episodes ago?
Yeah.
We
said something very fucking controversial.
Yeah, said...
We stand with the Jews.
I put my foot in the ground, and I said, listen... I'm anti-Holocaust. I don't like it one bit.
I don't like to make any bold statements on this podcast.
We stand with Israel's actions in the Middle East.
Anyways, I'm ignoring what Kurt said, and I'm going to continue with what I said, which is that, listen, you know, I don't care what people say about me. I don't care, you know, who tweets at me, or you can stop listening to this podcast if you want. I'm not going to support the Holocaust. I'm not going to do it. I think... It was bad, and I'm negative.
Okay, well, Dan, we you know, the views are of whoever is saying it, so we can't all just condone your views on that. But
a retweet is not a support or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Good morning, and welcome to the news. Here we're going to talk about...
Assholes!
Oh, God. I gave you so much space to make a joke, and that's the only thing that you could think of. Jeez.
Today, we are selling genuine fur-coated assholes. These things can be used as rings, as monocles, as hats, if you have enough of them.
Wait, we're selling assholes? Like, the actual, what, like the rim around the... what?
Dog assholes, yes.
How, also a hat?
Yeah, well, I mean, you have to collect enough, because you can't just make a hat out of one dog's asshole, you know?
God. I let you pick the advertisers for today, and that's the first thing you could think of was...
Dog's assholes? I didn't think of it. Excuse me, they're giving us money. So Gabe, we have some news about a lesser known superhero.
Wait a second. I think
he's not really a superhero, but you know.
I think I just realized that Kurt and Daniel are the same person.
What?
Oh, that's hurtful.
I'm the straight ego of Kurt. So all of his straightness went into me.
You're the id. Kurt's for some reason the superego.
What? No.
Somehow.
I should be the id. Come on.
You should be the id, for goodness sakes. Why?
Gabe, you're definitely the super ego.
You think so?
Yeah. You're super ego, buddy. I'll be the ego. I feel like I'm the little line between the two of them.
Yeah.
Where, like, sometimes I'm so dirty and sometimes I actually have reasonable things to say.
So, speaking of black people, Spawn.
What? I don't know. I don't want to know which part of that sentence connected. Oh, man.
Just get into it. Just go ahead.
So, we have confirmation that Todd McFarlane's working on a new movie. He's working on a Spawn movie, which, personally, I'm kind of excited for because if you've seen the old, like, 90s Spawn, it was
Michael J. White.
Fucking garbage. Fucking,
I haven't seen it.
It's so garbage that, like, it's probably like a buck on all like fucking Walmart racks. It's a shit movie. It's horrible. But this new one is gonna be rated R.
You're shitting so hard on this movie that neither of us has seen.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I agree with you because
like, I kind of feel bad for it now.
Yeah, you should. You really should, because it had so much potential. It really did. But
would you say this movie was like...
Did this movie bully you as a kid?
Yes.
Would you say this movie is like Michael J. Fox, a little shaky?
Oh, God.
That's insensitive. That's insensitive.
As you're laughing your ass off.
What else you got? What else you got, Kurt?
Well, it's directed by Todd McFarlane, and it's going to be rated R. But
didn't he create the
Todd McFarlane? I have no idea.
I'm 99% sure that Todd McFarlane created Spawn.
I don't really read Spawn or really care about Spawn, but
yeah, say some other stuff about the movie while Gabe Googles some shit.
So it's supposed to be, he's not going to be a superhero in this for sure. It's going to be like a serious kind of Deadpool. You know, I feel like that's what they're going to try and shoot for. Which is going to be interesting seeing something outside of the DC Marvel universe. Because he's an independent.
Yeah, it's Image, isn't it?
Image, he's Image Comics.
It was created by Todd McFarlane.
Oh, okay. So having the creator do the movie, I think, sounds kind of like an interesting thing. We might see a good thing.
I don't know if Todd McFarlane has actually directed anything else, has he?
I don't think so.
Yeah, it's nothing big. What else we got? What else we got?
We have recently, we just got a trailer for Daredevil season 3. I'm not all caught up on it yet because I still have to watch Iron Fist season 2, which, whatever. But the trailer just came out. It's a teaser. It's just Fisk putting on his suit and fucking Daredevil throwing all of his, like, his what?
Wearing the white suit from the comics.
Right. He's wearing... Yeah. He's got the white suit on, and you see Matt Murdock throwing all of his lawyer clothes in the fire.
And we got Daredevil, yeah. But then we got another guy who says he's Daredevil,
yeah, too. There's a longer trailer that gave you a little bit more.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
You didn't? Oh, it's great. I'll fill you in. It has...
not the first time he's filled in. Go ahead.
As Matt Murdock in like the season 1, like all black Daredevil outfit.
Yeah.
As like Wilson Fisk is out of prison.
Yeah.
He apparently he's supposed to be like on bail or something like that because he has like the house arrest.
Then
it also has like Fisk doing a bunch of like propaganda against Daredevil.
Yeah.
And then
of course
it shows Daredevil like kicking some guy's ass is real hard, but then at the very end of the trailer, it shows Matt Murdock in his season 1 all black approaching some other dude in the Daredevil outfit,
which is the actual outfit.
Yeah, like the armored Daredevil outfit. So
we actually turns out that is gonna be Bullseye.
Yeah.
Oh,
is dressing.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm very excited for Bullseye because in the comics he is fucked up. Yeah.
And I believe
one of the more fucked up characters.
Storyline of Bullseye dressing as the Daredevil and going out in town and wreaking havoc is something from one of the old Daredevil comics.
Yeah, I think I read.
So it
about
seems
that.
Like they're actually
following. Is that the Frank Miller Daredevil?
Okay.
I don't think so.
I have no idea.
I never really read Daredevil that much. I want to, though.
Bullseye in the comics kills Karen Page. It was the Matt.
Right. Wow. Yeah.
And I think it.
Yeah, I remember that.
One that they're following, and I know they're not going to do it. But.
I mean, was it Elektra? He kills one of the.
He was in the comic that I think they're following loosely. Is Karen Page ends up becoming addicted to meth and doing porn.
Oh, yeah.
That is not a joke.
That is a thing.
That is.
It is?
Not a joke.
Fuck.
Oh, boy.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
That's heavy.
He, like, dies of a heroin overdose.
Well, I haven't watched anything since Daredevil Season 2. So I haven't watched this.
Honestly, that's the best of all of the TV shows is Season 2 of Daredevil.
And also, he's the only character who they give a suit to. All the other characters are like wearing hoodies and shit.
Well, Luke Cage never had a suit. Well, he did have a suit in the comics. But not, saying, not
Iron Fist
one.
Primarily is what I'm talking
but
about.
But aren't they...
Yeah. And so does Jessica Jones. She has that purple and white onesie.
Excuse Luke Cage and Jessica Jones. But
yeah,
because
theirs
has
a little bit fantastic
iconic costume.
Yeah. Aren't they introducing something like that?
No,
soon?
They might show it for like a split second. Okay. I think in the trailer they show that they're going to have it for like a scene.
I am not caught up on the
no, neither am I.
Marvel Netflix universe, but what I will say is this Daredevil trailer got me excited and made me want to get caught up. Like, I want to go back and watch Punisher in, season two of Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, and Iron Fist just so I can be ready for Daredevil. Because he's been my favorite, and I think most people's favorite, all along this process.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Marvel, Marvel shit.
Marvel.
So you know how Marvel's buying Fox, right?
I know how Marvel's buying Fox.
You know how?
No, I don't.
Well, Marvel's in the process of buying Fox. Which, summary: they got X-Men, they got a shit ton of other things.
They're buying
rights
to some movies from Fox. They're not buying.
No. Disney is buying Fox.
Are you shitting me?
20th Century Fox.
Oh, then I don't
Fox.
Know how.
Oh, thank God! I hope they fucking fire Sean Hannity. Thank God, that'd be so great.
I think that's a...
No, they publicly murder him with Mickey Mouse as an executioner. They just cut his head off on live television, killing Sean Hannity forever.
Two things. Hard gator sauce. Second, I also don't think that's how it works.
Well, no. Disney's actually buying... I mean, we talk about X-Men and stuff, but they're primarily buying it for Fox News and sports and all that.
That's why.
But,
okay.
They bought it so they can murder Hannity.
But what
why.
We care about is the X-Men and the Fantastic Four and all the nerdy movies.
Yes, yeah.
So, I mean, Daniel.
I care about the sports. Listen, I will not apologize for liking sports. It's just another fandom, guys. It's just another fandom.
Gator sauce. Hard gator sauce.
Shut the fuck up!
I will not be silenced!
So they're buying...
Hey, you're in free speech jail?
So they're buying Fox. The rumor is that they're going to be actually acquiring Fox by January 1st, which is before Avengers 4 comes out. There's a pretty good that the X-Men may have some kind of appearance in Avengers 4, maybe as an Easter egg or something, or a mention.
I doubt it.
They're probably not going to show Wolverine or anything.
No. Isn't the filming will already be done by
No, that's the thing.
They did it because Chris Evans said he's done.
Well, that's the thing. After this news came out, Avengers 4 went back for reshoots.
Really?
So,
Chris Evans?
Chris Evans announced that he's done with Captain America. Like,
yeah.
But I think
he dies.
I think it's a little. I think it might be to throw us off.
Okay.
I think something's going on.
Yeah.
Behind the scenes.
Yeah. Like
maybe. Yeah.
Then that's too obvious.
Yeah. Because that would be a spoiler.
That'd be a huge spoiler.
You see Captain America. He takes off his mitt, and it's fucking Professor Xavier.
Well,
fucking old ass.
Ask you guys a question.
It's like. Hello, I am Captain America.
You can stop anytime.
Is that a good Leonard? No. Is that a good Leonard Nimoy impression?
A good Leonard Nimoy or a good joke? What'd you have, Gabe?
Well, I want to ask you guys a question. Kurt already gave his answer, but how do you think the X-Men should be integrated into the Marvel universe? Because that's you can't just have them be like, oh, we were here all along. We just didn't help with anything.
I honestly don't think it will not right away. At least I think it'll be.
I think they should introduce it as, slowly mutants happen, and then fast forward to like the future.
Well, wasn't Magneto in the Holocaust?
Yes.
Yeah, and Days of. I don't know how they're going to do that. They're going to directly tear down the fourth wall and say, yeah, so a company owned us before, but now we're not. So we're here, yo.
They show up in the movie like, where have you guys been? Contract issues.
Pull a Deadpool, yeah.
I mean, Deadpool, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think any of it's going to show up until at least way later on. I think Marvel's got a very specific plan of what they want to do for now.
I think if anything, it'll just be the Fantastic Four at first, but we'll see.
Any more news, you guys?
I think we're gonna take a break and cut to commercial. We have a sponsor, so we'll be right back. Hello, so now it's a time to listener advertisements or something. So today we are sponsored by a live reenactment of the JFK assassination.
Wait, what?
I'm sorry. I zoned out for a bit, but wait, what?
We are sponsored by a live reenactment.
No, I heard you.
Of the JFK assassination.
Is this a play or is this a show or something? Or
no, it's just a bunch of people reenacting JFK's assassination.
But we're reading an ad for that. Okay, you know what? Just roll it, I guess.
Okay, yeah. Hey, I'm JFK. I like cars.
Mr. Kennedy, I can assure you this automobile here is one of the safest we have.
Hey, I'm a Dallas.
Notice how there are no windows to the automobile and absolutely zero protection.
Oh, I should have worn a hat today.
But Mr. Kennedy, Mr. JFK, we will make all 100% that you are safe.
Is that the Federal Repository Building? That's a real nice building. I like it. I like this underpass that I'm about to go under. Boom!
Hey!
Boom! Oh, my head!
Wow, that was the sound of his head exploding.
Jackie Kennedy! Holy shit, my fucking husband! Oh shit!
Oh god, these are so bad.
So that was our clip from that's you guys can watch that free on our website. More specifically, we'll be posting a link someday on our Twitter.
Yeah? Who made this?
Because
again?
We do things.
Who made this?
It's the Nazarites of the Judas Priest Church of Cuckolders.
Okay, yeah. For a second there, I'm like, you're actually reading a real thing, but then, yeah, no.
Also funded by your mom.
This episode of Gator Sauce is brought to you by Ghosts on CNN.
Ghosts?
Ooh.
The television program Ghosts.
Oh, I'm a ghost.
Three ghosts living
in a
house.
I'm a ghost too.
And I'm a ghost too.
Three ghosts living in a house together. Secret footage of the entire process.
Hey, someone didn't do the dishes.
I did the dishes last week. You were supposed to do the dishes.
I took out the trash.
Drama.
Hey, you kissed my sister. You kissed my brother.
Action.
Hey, that guy's stealing our television.
I'm a zombie. Oh, and a ghost.
And friendship.
Hey, you know, guys, we fight a lot. But at the end of the day, I really love you. To death.
This season on Ghosts, brought to you by CNN. We're desperate for programming. We're getting crushed in the ratings. We gotta figure something out. Ghosts.
Ghosts.
And we're back to Gator sauce.
Yeah.
I never want to do that again.
What? That noise?
Yeah, I really fucking looks weird.
I thought that was just like you trying to cover up for your stutter.
I don't actually have a stutter.
No,
Kurt,
you're stutter.
I have cerebral palsy.
Alright, I'm putting... Okay.
Oh, God.
Hey, Kurt.
Yeah.
What up? What are you doing?
Right now?
In general.
I'm kind of putting some lotion on my asshole. God,
okay, cool. Should have been more specific. Yeah,
that's what you get for addressing Kurt directly in a question.
Yeah.
When I'm sitting right next to him.
Yeah. Hey, Daniel, what are you doing?
You know, I'm just sitting here doing this awesome podcast with two acquaintances.
Wow. I only asked you guys what you guys are doing because I wanted you to ask me how I'm doing. Oh,
Gabe, how are you?
How are you doing?
You won't believe my week.
Oh, I probably will.
Yeah, I saw Venom.
What? That's a movie.
What?
The movie.
It's almost like we talked about this in pre-show, and then you're going to talk about it now.
Yeah.
Whoa! Oh, shit, the fourth wall. God damn, we need to get some supports on that thing.
I think we should make a fifth wall.
Kurt, you know...
Yeah, we really do, too.
I'm going to break the fourth wall in the fourth wall joke.
You know, breaking our fucking fourth wall. We need that
you
wall.
You don't need to make that
I don't
joke
want a fucking draft.
Every time we make a fourth wall.
That is Kurt's wall favorite joke to make.
He gets so happy and it makes the rest of us sad.
Hey, but you can't break down the wall, you know? You get a draft, kid.
Wait, what?
Is that Italian or Jewish?
Anyway, so you saw Venom this week. Tell us about it.
So, Venom was pretty fucking weird.
Was it?
Okay, I'm going to ask you.
Was it good?
Based on not having seen the movie, what do you think the movie is like?
I'm going to say, I'll go first.
Dumb.
I'm going to go first. What I'm going to say is the plot will be a little bit convoluted. There'll be some amazing action scenes in it. And I think it's probably going to have some sort of teaser for a sequel at the end.
All right. You got one out of three.
Really?
So
let me give my thing. I think it's going to have a bunch of snakes. it's going to have Tom Hardy.
Okay. So we got one right.
And
one more. I want to hear this last one. Let's go.
And it's going to be highly anti-Semitic.
Oh, God.
So he got all three right?
Okay.
It was the one out of three I got right.
You were right. Okay. So it did have a stinger at the end because no shit.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it was a very strange movie.
There wasn't even any fun action sequences?
There were action sequences, but they were... They went on for too long, or they weren't that interesting.
Okay. Judge it by a layman, not by a person who's super into film.
All right.
Were there entertaining action sequences in it?
No.
Really?
There were funny jokes. There were some really funny jokes, but here's the thing. This is the kind of movie...
Jokes? Really? It didn't present itself as a funny movie.
Well, that's the thing. You can't tell what was intentional and what wasn't. Like, if something was good, I can't applaud it, because I'm like, that was probably an accident. Or something
on a star scale. On a star scale, how would you rate the movie overall?
I don't know. Because after the movie, I have this app where I rate movies that I watch.
Nerd.
Yeah, I'm a nerd.
So nerd.
At first, I gave it five. I usually only give the movie 5 stars or 1 star. Because I don't like picking
movies. So you're a nerd asshole.
Yeah. So I gave it 5 stars at first.
An asshole?
And then I thought about it and I gave it 1 star. But now I'm not sure if I should have given it 1 star.
You know, there's... stars in between it that you could have given.
No, that's more decisions, and that's going to make things more frustrating.
It doesn't have to be one or the other.
No.
That's why we have
black
the star system.
Black and white.
Well, that's racist. Anyways.
Black and white and black and white and black and white.
But I would say, wait for it to come out on Netflix or Amazon.
So
or
you're saying for the two of us and all the fans that we have, so, you know, like 10 to 15 people.
Yeah.
You're saying Venom is not worth paying to go see?
I don't think, absolutely not. I think no one, it's not, Okay, I'm just gonna. It's not a spoiler, but it's not. It's not connected to the MCU at all yet. It is open.
Yeah,
to
but
do
we kind of expected that.
Yeah, but like people were like, "Oh, are they gonna mention Spider-Man?"
We thought like an Easter egg at best.
No mention of Spider-Man.
So I'm not disappointed by that. That's pretty much. I thought that was gonna happen.
Yeah, and it was. It's pretty. It's very predictable. There's nothing.
It's because Sony's being a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
They're like, let's make a movie that's about a character that's from the already established Marvel Universe. They can't take it. We're going to keep this character.
They're making a movie about Morbius the Vampire, too. So and
yeah, that's Jared Leto, though.
Yeah, it's with Jared Leto. And they're making one on Kraven the Hunter. So they're just making Spider-Man villain movies for some reason. And they're doing the same.
Because they have rights to it, and everything else they make is shit.
Yeah, but it's like
except for Spider-Man, they don't have the rights to him anymore, right?
Yeah, it's good now.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I heard you love Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy?
Yeah, that's what I meant to say.
Tom.
That's exactly what I meant to say.
Let me just say, Tom Hardy was kind of weird in that movie.
Yep.
He had a very weird accent. It was like.
Yeah, he kind of looked this weird like half.
You think the darkness is your ally?
But it was
he had like this weird like Jersey-esque accent, but not really.
I'm like,
hey kid, you want to touch a car? Let's go touch a car. Hey, I'm Tom Hardy. I'm from New Jersey.
That's a very accurate Tom Hardy
accent. Honestly, I think New Jersey is the only place I'm comfortable with Kurt fully making fun of and doing an accent for.
Oh,
every other accent he does is offensive somehow, but I think New Jersey deserves it.
Hey, look at these hubcaps! Detroit! That's not a Jersey, but it should be.
Oh, gator sauce.
Good call.
Hey, Kurt, what are you doing in life?
You really want to ask that?
Yeah, no.
No, I think that's... What are you doing for the podcast?
Oh. For the podcast, I've been watching a couple things. So recently...
Wait, were we supposed to do a reviews intro or something like that? Like a sound clip or something like...
Intro. It's a thing. Do reviews.
All right.
So... Yeah, it was great. It's high sound quality. You guys are loving it. You love it. You love us. You love us.
Definitely not peaking during that entire thing.
No, not at all. So we have Big Mouth season 2. So let me preface this first. I was a staunch adversary against Big Mouth season 1.
I remember you would shit talk Big Mouth so much.
Really?
I used to shit. Yes. I did not like Big Mouth at all. Really hated it.
For some reason.
Really?
I watched the first season. There were some good jokes in it, but the thing was, it just, there were a lot of cringy scenes. There wasn't much plot development. Characters were kind of flattish.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the thing for me was that it was awkward to watch because it is covering adolescence.
Yeah, but I think you of all people should be comfortable with cringy scenes and things that were horribly inappropriate.
Yeah, but I didn't think it was executed as well. But I take it all back because season 2, in my eye, recovered. A lot better plot line, covered a lot more darker things about the side of adolescence, and it was generally pretty good. I laughed out loud, like, a lot. I lulled.
As the other person who saw Big Mouth season 1 and 2, I was not as critical of season 1 as you are, but I also agree with your review of season 2. I think they've got a really good show on their hands, and John Mulaney and Nick
Kroll
are some of my
favorite
comedians ever. And
Fred Armiston and fucking Peele.
I don't know who else writes in it, but I know Peele.
Jordan Peele.
Jordan Peele's in it, and I know Maya Rudolph is also in it.
Jason Mendoza.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know who all of the writers are, but I do know that they're at least cast and voices. But I think they've got
it's good,
really clever, interesting show that they're doing a really good job with. I think both season 1 and season 2, each one of them had one episode that was so cringy, it was hard to watch. In season...
The last episode for me, season 2, did not like it. did not like the last episode, but all the episodes before that I thought were great.
Okay, I enjoyed it. For me, it was actually the pilot episode was the most cringy episode of the entire series. That was the one where
absolutely
I actually rewatched season one a couple months ago, and I skipped the pilot. It was so cringy, and I feel like that works me for
Gabe,
into it.
Gabe,
the pilot's like the
Gabe,
worst episode.
Gabe, you, I agree with you on that, but Gabe, you look a little sad and bored.
Yeah, I feel left out.
Why is that?
I feel left out.
Do you have something? We've watched something all together.
Yeah.
Not like, you know, all together. But we talked about a little bit last season or last episode.
Last season again.
But
last season. Yeah. It's a new season. We're in season 10 right now.
Yeah. I think it's 11
what?
Now. Yeah. So Gabe, what did we
good
watch?
Place.
By the way, confused and left out is how I feel during the entire news segment.
Oh,
that's fair. That's fair. So we watched
The Good Place,
season two. So what did you? I already gave my opinion of it. I really liked it. Season two, I think, kept the energy going. What did you guys think?
I thought – you want to go first, Gabe?
You go first. I think I have a different opinion than both
sure.
of you guys.
I greatly enjoyed it. I still think season one was better than season
two. Yeah.
Season
two I'd give
was
you that.
Good, and I've watched the first few episodes of season three on Hulu, I believe is how it's pronounced. The
season three?
Yeah, season three's already started. And if you have a Hulu, the you know the video streaming service Hulu, Hulu, yeah. You can actually see episodes as they come out. So the first three episodes are already out.
Oh shit, that's fucking dope!
I just did news. I just dropped news.
Yeah, dude, good job.
Thanks, Dad. So I'm very curious to see where the plot goes, because here's the only thing to this show is if you've seen it at all, the plot doesn't present itself for something that continues for a long time. Like everything
exactly.
has to have
yeah.
a reason. And I thought they'd mm-hmm. done a really good job of shaking things up and continuing the plot, even though each season finale has some sort of conclusion to it.
Right, that you're like, how do they follow that up?
Like, I'm more curious to see what they're going to do for season four or season five. Because
yeah.
What thing?
How long term?
Yeah, how long term can they keep this?
All right. So,
I've enjoyed bottom line on this. I've enjoyed the show very much. I was very much surprised about how much I liked it. Gabe, please.
So
yeah.
This is by the same guy you created Parks and Rec.
Yes.
And wrote on The Office. I don't think the show is as funny as either of those shows.
Fair.
It's. I think some of the characters.
I think it's a little better than Parks and Rec in some places, but The Office, obviously not.
I think Parks and Rec is way better. Than
yeah,
this.
Parks and Rec.
There.
How funny it is.
And
there's some episodes, but yeah, go on.
But I think some of the characters in the show just aren't funny.
Sure.
There's this one character. He's the Filipino guy.
Oh, Jason?
Not
oh,
yeah, Jason. No, I think he's a little cringy.
None of his.
I like Chi. I like Chidi a lot.
Yeah,
yeah, but there's a couple.
Chidi's probably my favorite character.
There's a couple characters that aren't meant to be funny.
Right.
Like Chidi's not mm-hmm. supposed to be a haha
but,
funny joke character. He's the you know straight
yeah.
up straight man, dry man, however you want to call him of the series. That's even like what he is as a character is of that. And Jason. He's dumb. That's his whole thing.
Yeah.
It's funny
but
sometimes.
It's like, I think I he really needs more character development.
Yeah, they have to make it
like to be honest.
And all, but okay, so and that's kind of a spoiler if you haven't seen the show at all. But
well, we just said Jason. We didn't
yeah.
say who Jason was.
But okay, so the thing about the show,
Jason Todd.
Yeah, Jason Todd. Let's keep going.
So yeah, I feel like
yeah.
okay, the first,
Robinson
first
there.
That first season I was watching, I'm like, where's the show gonna go? Because it feels like it's gonna end soon. I think they find a really good way of continuing the
yeah.
show after season.
Agreed.
Even,
yes.
Even the show,
yeah.
Feels like, okay, the show's running out of ideas, but then they find a new premise for the show. And
yeah.
I think I want to see how many times they're going to be able to restart it. That's honestly the only reason why I'm sticking with it, because of how interesting it is that, like, how interesting the plot lines are.
Yeah.
But
agreed.
Other than that, there were some
yeah.
episodes in season two that I felt were just
They felt, yeah, they spent an entire episode on something that could have taken like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
There were definite jokes in season two that did not land.
Yeah. I do definitely get the vibe of that. Where because
there were some really good episodes.
Such a convoluted concept that they, by the way, explain very well. I'm not saying they don't explain it well, but they have to do an entire episode just so you can wrap your head around this premise that they're going to use later. I get that a lot from especially in season two, where it's like we have to waste a bunch of time explaining how this works so that we can keep things going. That being said, I agree. It's not the funniest haha show ever. There's definitely better straight up comedy out there. But if you're looking,
I wouldn't say it's a comedy show necessarily. No.
I mean, I'd say it's meant
as
to
much,
be, but
yeah,
it's a comedy, lighthearted, really good plot, really clever writing, and I am a fan, and I will keep watching.
Yeah, I'm gonna stay with it too. Yeah, but
so Gabe,
yeah,
what's up? It looks like we have an ad for BBC. They like to send us things, and I think they send us. Yeah, BBC.
Yeah.
Big Black Cox.
Yeah.
They sent us an advert for Doctor Who.
Doctor Who.
Who?
Doctor Who?
Whomst?
Oh, God. Oh, the TV show Doctor Who.
Hey, isn't she a woman now?
You mean isn't he a woman now?
Yeah, I remember Bruce...
Lee. Oh God.
Not Jenner.
But what's Doctor Who about? I don't think I've ever heard of this.
It's about a man / woman, I guess.
Why did you put woman in quotation marks? The actress who plays Doctor Who is a woman.
I guess. Whatever.
Now, Kurt, I was actually joking, but we're, of course, both huge fans of Doctor Who.
Absolutely. I love those 10 robots and the fucking scary ghost people.
I love the phone booth that he or she goes into and travels.
It's blue.
Time and space?
They're Time Lords.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah. So this is an ad for the new season where women can do more than just vote.
Of course, only after a man does it like 11 or 12 times.
Hey, Gabe, I feel like this content's getting a little bit sexist.
Hey, I know, right? We should give the men equal rights. But,
we actually have...
Yeah?
Doctor Who on set, but the male version.
Oh, no. Let me hear him. Let me hear him.
Hello, I'm Benedict Cucumbers.
Oh, God, I think you confuse him with Sherlock.
It's the same thing, but it's space.
Honestly, Doctor Who and Sherlock are nothing alike. Right? Both you and I know. Hey, Kurt, what did you think of last season of Doctor Who? The show that we're sponsored by, so we have to give a good review of.
I thought it was really important how those trash cans with the gun on their stomach thing. Yeah, those guys. The Klingons. It's the Klingons.
Okay.
Come on, dude. I know my Who lore more than anybody else. But they kill 42 children at an orphanage during a bar mitzvah.
Oh my God. Why? What is this? What?
Because they tried to circumcise the robot.
Oh God! Well, that's the quality content you're getting on Doctor Who.
Oy vey. That's what Doctor Who says. Whoa. You know, it's actually just a Jewish comedy. It's okay. It's kind of like Seinfeld or Glow. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Doctor Who. You guys should watch it.
I think we kind of ruined this ad. I don't think anyone's gonna want to watch it now. We're definitely not getting paid for this. Oh, man.
Fuck you, England.
Fuck you.
All right, Gabe, Daniel, and Kurt back here for Gator Sauce. We're getting ready to start our interview. Our guest should be here any minute. Guys,
hey, Kurt, how are you feeling?
A little tired. A little tired. There's a tax. It's taxing on me, this podcast, you know. When you have, you know, just don't worry about me. I'm fine.
Just making sure.
I'm fine. You know.
I get sketched when this podcast gets serious for a while because I'm like, something's coming.
Something. Like, you know what else is coming?
You guys are talking very.
I'm coming, Alex Jones. No, okay. So yeah, I booked a guest, guys.
Calm before the storm.
Yeah, I booked a guest.
Cool. You booked a guest. We've been meaning to get some like outside voices about our beer reviews, and yeah. I feel like, from what you told me, this guy seems to be a real pro and knows beer as good as anybody.
Yeah, he said he's a fucking squashing champ, bro. Wait.
How did you contact this guy?
Well, I was at a party.
Okay.
So it was a party. It was a party for the, I believe the Greek department of this college I was going to.
So he's a scholar. Like he knows multiple languages.
Right. Yeah. He was from a Kappa.
Okay.
He's a cop.
No. I think that's the Greek letters for K, Kappa.
Oh. Okay.
Oh. Yeah.
All right. Cool. We're gonna move on before you finish. So I think he is coming in through the balcony, as most of our guests do. Gabe, would you mind going and grabbing the door for him?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
How did you get in? You walk in through the balcony?
Yeah. I told you that.
Well, you just leave it open, dude.
I have to lock my door.
You really?
I told you about this.
All right. So here comes our guest. All right, come take a seat, buddy.
Oh yeah, dude. I got you.
Oh god.
All right. Welcome to Gator Shots, man. What's mind give us your name?
Yeah, man. My name's Chad. I'm Chad.
Chad.
Hey, Chad. Hey, Chad. So you're Greek or something, right? Yeah, man, I'm a total Greek, bro. I got indoctrinated last year. Oh yeah, man, kind of kappa.
All right, Chad. Oh, I love your energy, man. That's really cool. So we brought you in for beer reviews. So.
Oh yeah, dude, I love beer. Beer's so great, man. Beer. Oh yeah, what's up, dude?
Oh wow, Chad, you have a very interesting personality.
Oh yeah, man. You ever just like smash a can on your head and be like, "Oh, I love beer."
Not recently. You mind taking a sip of this big wave golden ale and just take a.
Oh yeah, man. I'll do it. It's a ball, right? You can shotgun that, right? Oh yeah, man. You can shotgun a ball.
Let's see how this turns out.
Oh wow! He just shoved his keys into the side of the bottle and somehow managed to shotgun. Oh god!
How on
is
earth?
He drinking glass? What's going on?
Let him finish.
Yeah, man! Whoa, dude! Whoa! Yeah, man! I was pretty sharp. Oh, my tongue got hurt.
Man,
yeah,
this guy's a professional. He's gonna keep going.
I told you guys, he knows his beer.
Yeah.
So what'd you think, dude?
He tasted. He just chugged it.
So?
Yeah, man. It went down really quickly. A little bit thicker, but it ain't. It's not an Natty Light, man. But I'm down with it. I'll drink whatever, man.
You should review Natty Light.
That's not a bad
idea. Natty Light?
I think I have some on tap.
Yeah. Anyway, dude, you got an Natty Light on tap? Dude, I'll hit that tap and I'll do a handstand. Oh, yeah, bro. I'll fucking tap that, bro. A
little late for that. But all right. So Chad.
He's a little slow. He's a little slow. Man. That's what my mom, my professors, my fucking my frat, bro. He just frat lord. That's what we call the boss of the frat. Oh, he's in a frat. Yeah, man, I'm in a frat. I think we picked up on that. And like, oh okay, shit, so guys, he's not. Chad,
you're in a frat. You like beer.
Yeah,
okay, I think I'm wearing 3D glasses or something because this is a very.
Did you ever take your dick out and yell at women?
No, no. Let's let Gabe. Why don't you finish
because
that joke?
This character is very three dimensional.
That's great, buddy. Thanks for making that joke. I'm really glad you decided to start that.
Yeah.
Anyways, Chad, tell me what you think about the beer, buddy. And is that a jewel that you?
Yeah, man. Yeah, dude, I'm hitting that jewel like the fucking Tuan, man. I just fucking dabbed here because this is a fucking dope place. I need some more beer, man. You guys got anything on fucking keg?
Dude, I mean, we don't have a keg, but we got more bottles. If you want to take another bottle, I mean, help.
Dude, I'll fucking chug a bottle right now. I got this, man.
All over my
Chad,
floor.
Hey, it's for the podcast.
All over the floor.
Chad, I got a question.
Yeah, no, dude, this is for art, okay? Gabe, this is for art.
I don't know what you mean so negative, buddy.
This is all over the floor.
It's fine. I'll help you clean it up later.
Yeah, bro, dude, blood, it's like the beer of the body.
He just drank glass.
Yeah, and you guys are encouraging him to do it again.
Yes, of course we are. He's an artist. Okay, Chad, I got a question for you. And I...
Yeah, bro, what's up, broski? Bro Tittles, bro Roman.
Cool. I've been meaning to ask someone about this for a while. I think you might be the perfect person to run it by. Are you familiar with the term butt chugging?
Yeah, dude. I did that my sophomore year just for a week straight. It was just butt chug this, butt chug that, butt chug that fucking vodka. Man, I was everything. You want me to butt chug this beer right now?
That would be magnificent if you could do
it. Dude, I brought a fucking funnel. Hey guys,
dude, I don't think you even need the funnel. I think you can just put the bottle directly in, my friend.
God. Oh, dude, that's a good idea. Guys, this is about to do some anal shit right now.
Yeah, this should be up
there. Shit. Oh wow. You have a really shiny ass, Chad. Oh, thank you, bro.
Oh God. Oh, he dropped his pants. There's shit all over his underwear. Dear God.
No, damn, dude. That's
there, dude.
Already there. From what the last time you wore it then.
I think
I borrowed these from Chadved. He's like my friend. His name's Chadved. It's like Chad, but like with a ved in the MA. He's so cool. You want to just say, hey, Chadved, he's great.
You know what? You should give him a sometime, and maybe we'll do Chadved for an interview sometime. That sounds
all funny. Right, man. Yeah. So you know, our frat, everyone has to have Chad in their name. Yeah.
What's your real name, Chad?
Chad.
So you're the original Chad.
Sometimes, but yeah, man.
I feel like that question might be a little bit over his head.
Yeah.
So we'll skip it, all right?
Do you want me to stand up?
I want you to fix that beer up your butt.
Oh, God.
Oh, dude, I got you, man. Check this out. that's cold, man. Oh dude, it's damn, dude. Whoa, that went down way too fast. I can't even do that, guys. I'm gay. I can't do that. Okay, that's some anal.
He has shit and beer leaking out of his asshole, and it's all over my floor.
So,
dude, gnarly, man.
By the way, Gabe, but now he's bleeding from both ends.
All right, Kurt, can you give me and Gabe a second here? I'm getting a bit.
Maga.
Every time you open your mouth, blood comes out.
Okay. Gabe, you're being so negative right now in front of our guests, and it's really starting to get fucking rude, and it's getting on my nerves. Can you just put up with this interview for a little bit longer?
Oh God, I'm gonna have to clean all this. I doubt.
I told you I would help you.
You're gonna help me.
I'm gonna help you. I'm a good. I promise. I got my word. Okay. All right.
I'm in Seattle. I don't have to do anything.
Where did Chad go? Chad.
Where did Chad go?
Did he just jump off the balcony?
Oh, no, I forgot to tell you, Chad has teleportation.
What the fuck?
He's like a college nightcrawler.
This is the second guest in a row that has had weird superpowers that we didn't know about until the very end of the interview.
That explains a lot, actually.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Right. Do you smell that fart smell right now?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's
just... That isn't the poop?
That was, yeah. Yeah, that is that his...
No, did he go... You didn't hear him say Banff?
No, we didn't.
No, but I did see
a sound effect. You saw his what?
I did see a sound effect pop up.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That was the teleportation.
All right, cool. So, I mean, you guys want to just go right into the beer reviews?
Absolutely. Yeah, so
this crazy situation often goes through.
What crazy situation? This is par for the course. My floor is still
covered in blood. That's normal, dude. You had a pirate. That was like our first guest, Gabe. How is this surprising?
The pirate didn't shit and bleed all over my.
Yeah, and you also brought like a really like sexist person. Like,
sexist who could child.
Fly. Who could fly.
He didn't shit on my floor.
Yeah, but he was talking really mad shit to women the entire time.
I guess.
Yeah, I think that's worse than shitting. I'd rather have someone shit on my floor than talk bad about women. Because women are important.
You'd rather say you'd have someone shit on your floor than shit on feminism. All right.
You heard it here on Gator Sauce.
So beer reviews, fellas. Who wants to go first?
So Coda Brewing Company, Big Wave. Gabe, you seem to like it the most.
Yeah.
Let's go with you.
Right, yeah, this is the first hoppy beer that I'm actually interested, that I actually like a lot. Usually I try to hide, you know, I like beers that mask the hoppy taste, you know, but this is actually the first time that I'm actually trying to seek that taste. So I'm gonna give it a really good review. I'm gonna give it a so it's all five fingers.
Cool.
Right? Kind of like I'm
a five finger death punch.
No, but the thing is, it's five fingers. I'm gonna give you a high five sort of. And
yeah, okay.
The other hand is also five fingers, like a high five. But then it goes too slow, so they both miss each other.
Huh.
But then they
okay
down low.
Oh, that's classic.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's
opposite. So. Would you say that? I think from this finger, you're saying that this beer reminds you of your childhood.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Excellent.
That's awesome. Do you want me to go next?
It was sure, yeah.
So I'm going to give this beer one pinky pointing directly up.
So one in the sting?
Yeah, and then another, my pointer finger also pointing directly up. It could yeah. You could construe this.
One in the pink, one in the stink, man.
It could be two things. You could say it's one in the pink, one in the stink, or you could just say it's rock and roll.
Heavy metal. Yeah.
I'm going to do that, but then I'm going to take my pinky and I'm going to actually put it in the top of the bottle.
Oh, dude, you fucking broke the scale. I don't know what to do now.
And then also give it a thumbs up at the end of it.
That means you like it?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, I know one in the pink, one in the stink, and a thumbs up. That means it's way above average. That means it's like up there in great. Well,
I think, first of all, it says I'm not a beer guy.
Yeah, but I actually did it.
Yeah.
So like of the course. Final view of it, if you're looking at it, it's kind of like my pinkies in the bottle, and then I'm doing like finger guns at the top.
But I'm not a beer. Yeah.
I'm not a what it means is I'm not a beer guy, but I really enjoyed it.
There we go.
All right, so I'm gonna give it the Spock symbol. But I'm gonna put my tongue through it.
So,
and then after I put my tongue through it, I'm gonna put my other finger inside of my mouth.
You can stop while you're saying the rest of the word. So can I translate this one for you? Because I think I know what you're trying to say. For a normal person, that would be a great score.
Right.
Yeah. For a normal person. But since Kurt is gay,
I'm gay.
Since he's gay and therefore not normal, as you're saying.
No, right. What I'm saying, since he's gay and he was doing the pussy eating motion.
Right, right.
That means he doesn't like it, but he understands why some people do.
Yeah, because the finger represents a penis. And that's like, you know, okay. If there's a vagina in my mouth, I'll be okay with it as long as the dick's farther down my throat than, you know, the vagina. So that means, like, I think it's average.
So wait a second. So there's a dick coming out of the vagina as you're eating the vagina.
I'm glad you explored that further.
Cool. Abed. Anyways.
So
I think I got one thing for you guys.
All right.
While we're wrapping. I've been keeping tallies.
Daniel's been sneaky tallying.
I've been sneaky tallying.
Yeah, yes.
Been announcing. And honestly, I've only kind of been half-assing it. So if you don't like this, go fuck yourself. We had four Gator Souses in this episode.
Four times people said Gator.
That's not bad. That's really not bad.
Four times we have invoked the power
of
Gator
Souses. Well, doesn't even have any power anymore.
It should.
All rules are out the window.
We should try to keep that one.
No, all the guests are out the window.
That's true. And sometimes they come in.
Yeah.
I only heard three burps, but I know there were more. There had to have been more.
I'm going to say there are at least five.
I put down one section as dad jokes / puns.
Yep.
Which is usually specifically targeted to Kurt. I only heard three. And then finally, there were three gay jokes. Now, for those of you who don't know, the tallies are completely subjective. They're not based on fact. They're just based off when I
hear. Just like your feelings.
Yeah, for sure. I just, whenever I hear one, I tally it down. Maybe more, maybe less. Who knows? Anyways, who else was more?
Well, so yeah, if you're keeping score at home and you disagree with Daniel,
tweet me.
His Twitter name is
Real Dan Griffin.
Real Dan Griffin.
That's it.
What makes you the real Dan Griffin?
The fake one. Yeah.
I know.
You do it every time.
Yeah,
that's not funny, Gabe. Repeating jokes isn't funny because you say that to me all the time. Okay, you know I'm internalizing your bullying.
What makes you the real Dan Griffin?
Well, the reason I chose Real Dan Griffin is as for hopes that someday I get discovered, like in a ditch somewhere, that they will be able to identify my body.
What if the next president's name is Dan Griffin?
Well, then I already have real.
You have dibs.
Yeah.
You are the president now.
Yeah, all right, guys. I'm at Kurt Hurt on Twitter.
I'm at Real Dan Griffin, as we already went over.
Yep, right. I'm Kurt DeHurt, and over here we got Gasvia. How do you spell that, Gabe?
Can you spell that for me?
It's a GASVIA underscore.
Can you spell it one more time for me?
It's a GASVIA underscore.
Now, Kurt, can you spell your name for me again?
It's KURT underscore DA underscore HURT. And also, if you guys didn't hear this before, Our podcast, you can find us at
the
sauce.
No,
GASVIA underscore. So, Kurt, where can we find the podcast?
It's the word real and then DANGRIFFIN.
And you see what I'm doing?
No, he'll actually do it. He's showing us his penis. The folks at home.
All right. So, our Twitter's okay. Our Twitter's okay. But if you want to follow us on Twitter, we're at Sauce Gator. Because Gator Sauce got taken because of Dave. He's a fucking prick. But fuck Dave.
Can we murder him?
But, guys, this has been Gator Sauce. I have been Kurt.
I have been Daniel.
And I've been Pop Culture Gabe.
All right. Good night, New York.
Good morning, Atlanta.
I love you all. For now.